You're listening to SBS News.
It's the first major review of Australia's retirement income system in three decades. The federal government has delayed making a final decision on raising the level of super contributions until next May. A landmark 650-page report by former International Monetary Fund director and senior Treasury bureaucrat Michael Callaghan warned higher rates could hinder wage growth and would be poorly timed given the economic effects of the pandemic and rising house prices. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the outlook for retirees is positive.
Australia's retirement income system is sound, is sustainable, and is effective. And it's well placed to deal with the economic volatility as well as the ageing in our society.
The long-awaited review prompted the federal government to re-evaluate its upcoming increase.
Like any complex system, it's not beyond improvement, and the report's many observations and detailed analysis will be used by the government in consideration of future policy decisions.
The delay has been criticised by the opposition and unions. Labor's Assistant Treasury Spokesman Stephen Jones has accused the government of trying to undermine the system and further hurting lower paid workers.
If you're a 25-year-old, that's going to cost you about $100,000 in lost retirement savings. All the more reason why we need to stay the course on superannuation. If you axe superannuation now, you're going to be hitting those workers with a double whammy. We won't help the government break its promise to the Australian people. We will fight them tooth and nail on this, and we'll know we have a lot of support throughout the community for that.
The existing legislated increase from 9.5% to 10% is due to take place next July, before gradually rising to 12% by 2025. Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman Kate Carnell welcomes a potential pause.
Let's be fair, right at the moment, small businesses are doing it so tough that a message that the government was going to put up their costs, which is fundamentally what this does, you know, it's just a new cost, a new wages cost for small businesses, I think would get in the way of confidence. You know, if the cost of that employee goes up by $10 a week, that's $10 a week I can't give them a pay increase. I don't have, you know, a money tree.
The review suggests that Australians should access the equity in their homes to support their retirement, while also suggesting abolishing superannuation tax concessions for the wealthy. It found that 16 million Australians own close to $3 trillion in superannuation assets. This is the fourth largest pool of retirement funds in the world. Those people holding the most in superannuation and getting the biggest tax breaks are typically older, wealthier Australians. President of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Michelle O'Neill, is concerned about inequitable retirement outcomes for women, people with disability, and more generally, people earning lower to middle incomes.
Well, what we know today is that women retire with 47% of the superannuation that men do, and this is an endemic problem. And what that will mean for working women is that they won't be able to retire. It'll force people to keep working when their bodies and their energy have run out. And that's a terrible thing in a country like Australia, as one as lucky as we are in so many ways, that we're going to force people to work well into their 70s when they should be able to enjoy their retirement. This is going to be bad for low-income people as well as for women.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.